Hello?
Carl?
Yes, sir.
Beloved, what are you doing? You at home this early?
Well, I came up. We didn't have much today.
I know it. How are you feeling?
Feel fine.
How did we make everybody mad with their civil rights speech?
No, everybody loved it. Never heard it. I haven't heard anything but praise.
I didn't see your man Ford.
Well, he's been out of town. That had nothing to do with it. I released a statement about his statement today. I hope it makes the papers. We try to get the papers answering him, but they won't publish
it. I think you're going to have to go to hold some press conferences when he does and off the record like he does. I noticed three very damaging things that one of the heads of the Bureau gave me today. I don't have it with me. Run in there and get the statement from the Baltimore Sun so I can read it to Congressman Albert from Bill Moyer.
You know, I had a press statement today.
What?
I had a press statement today.
Yeah, I knew you did. Tell me what happened on our higher education. I just heard about it, and I'm crying. I'm just bleeding down here.
What's the matter?
Well, because I lost $700 million bill.
No, you get it.
I can't. They won't get it in the House. Oh, that old lady Green, you know, is a mean old level. She'll have a religious amendment. Morris is mean in the Senate, and I don't believe I can wait on him two more weeks.
You'll get it. We...
Can there some way in the world, under some rule, that you get some consent to take it up Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday? Or
we've got too much to do this week. We've got
what the hell? You haven't got anything.
We've got the Economic Development Act.
That's right. That's all.
And we've got the Military Construction Appropriation Bill.
Oh, I can pass that in an hour.
We'll pass that.
An hour? Now, come on. Well, yeah, that's not anything.
We have no problem getting
it. Well, you know it, but you got to wait 2 weeks.
No, we don't either.
When can you get it up? They told me that you had to have it the first to third Monday.
Well, we can, but, and you know, Powell left us, and we told people that he wouldn't be here for it.
Wouldn't you let me call him and ask him to come back?
No, but it won't do any good at this hour.
Why?
And that included Republicans.
Why?
Well, we told him that they asked us if we were going to bring it up. He said he wouldn't come in, and he's the only one that can call.
Well, you just tell me when he won't do that, and let me try to get him, because I just hate to lose that $700
million. Well, you're not going to lose it.
You can only bring it up the first and third Monday, they tell me, Carl.
Well, that's under the 21-day rule. You can get it under a rule. You can get it under...
Well, you haven't got a rule, though.
Well, we can get a rule. There's no problem.
When can you get a rule?
Well, we can get a rule within the next... 10 days.
Well, I know it, but I've got a Senate with Morris. I don't think you understand. You see, we got less than 3 weeks, Carl, when they want to get out of here. We got more than...
Well, they can't get out in 3 weeks. They might as well forget that. It's going to take about 6 weeks.
You got all your immigration? When are you going to get a rule on immigration? Have you got a date for a hearing in the Rules Committee on that?
No, we haven't, because they've just, you know, they only filed the rule at midnight tonight.
That's right, but...
From the House.
You reckon you can get it right?
Not until that rule is published can he ask for a rule, and he won't ask for a rule till Monday. And we can get a rule on immigration and higher education. We don't want that either one of them to come ahead of agriculture, because it's much harder than either one of them. We'll get them both. You have no problem on those two bills. The bill you have a problem on is agriculture.
Well, what do we do about agriculture?
You have a problem on this bill next week.
What do we do about agriculture?
Right.
What do we do about agriculture?
I don't know. We haven't got a good count on it. We've tried to count, but our count is too many questions.
Here's what my friend says. I direct your item to Newsweek Periscopes. Sam Schaefer is one of the Ford's guests. And the president, while briefing leaders, digressed to mention his worries about the soundness of sterling. Unquote. Now, Carl, that's so goddamn dangerous.
Sure is.
That I won't even talk to a former Secretary of Treasury. And we've been on the phone day and night. I was up till 1 o'clock this morning with the Secretary of Treasury, with the Deputy Secretary of Treasury, with the Chairman of the Federal Reserve, with the Chairman of the World Bank, at 1 in the morning. He goes and tells Newsweek what I tell you in private. And that's the first paragraph, unquote. I also, Mr. President, direct your attention to the last paragraph of Willard Edwards' place in the Chicago Tribune. He was also at Ford's briefing. At the White House meeting this week, Ford said the President expressed great concern about the British pound, hinting that the United States might have to support it.
You only
Postscript. I also direct your attention to the U.S. News. Mike Mansfield, the majority leader, cautioned Johnson there would be strong opposition in the Senate to his declaring a national emergency and calling up reserve troops. Howard Norton of U.S. News and World Report was also one of the guests at the Fort Laird luncheon. So there's three items that he put out in the Newsweek, in the Chicago Tribune, and in the World Report.
Well, if somebody from the Republican side, when you mention those things as part of the framework in which we're operating a very tough situation in Vietnam, is going to say that, what in the hell are you going to do?
I'll do what I'm going to do. If you and McCormick...
We'll do anything you
want. All right, I think you ought to call him in and just say, now, here are three items, and every goddamn one of them were brought up there, and we didn't put them out, and they all at your backgrounder. Now, if the president can't talk to you without these things getting out, well, then we're not going to do it anymore. I think that ought to be done. Now, I think we ought to just be tough and able on these damn things and take it. The second thing I think we ought to do is I think we ought to meet here Monday afternoon, if you and John are both going to be in town.
I'll be here.
We ought to look at our bills and just go hit the ground Tuesday morning and let's just get them in shape and see what bills are, where they are, and how we're going to get them up. And then let me get... The Senate group may be Tuesday, and then a little later in the week, we'll get them both. I don't believe we do too well when we're all there. I think if we just take up the House group, one group, and then the Senate group, another group, we can do
right.
better.
Now, let's end Monday night.
We got a chance to make the greatest record in the history of the world.
What we can do, and we can tell you what when we can do it
all. All right, now, I've given you all a list of 3 weeks, and you haven't knocked a bill off of it. So I want to really pass them.
We had a bad week this last week.
You didn't do a damn thing. Interest equalization is all you passed.
We had
they had a conference board, but anything. I don't count conference.
We're going to pass one of the big ones next week.
And what's
we
that?
We could have passed higher education if Powell had been here. And Powell's got to take responsibility for not.
Well, we got him back, though. We got him all the way in Puerto Rico, and we raised hell with him, and he agreed to come back. By the time we got back, y'all had flown the coup. Next time, y'all tell me if you can't get him.
You
ought to call me up and say, Mr. President, your higher education ought to come up Monday, and I can't get Powell. And I say, okay, let me get him.
Well, I worked on it. I worked on it all week.
I know, but you ought to told me. You ought to told me. You didn't call me. I'll call him and go. I got to get him. We just can't let him go this way, and we've got him now.
Well,
but we've blown the cup. He's going to be here to be recognized Monday 11 o'clock, and we've told him we send for him, and damn you, you've got to come. And I'll call every human being that you ask and ask him to be here if you let me, but if you won't.
I would have if I'd known that I didn't want to bother you with it. I don't think the higher education is a major problem.
It is, because we got Morrison Green, and anything they deal with is major. Every inch, every hour, I'm scared of this Morris. He's demanding to be impeached. I got the damnedest thing with him, and he's handling higher education. I can't get him to pee a drop till y'all pee. And you're going to take another?
We had told people that we needed you. Listen, we took this up with the top people in the House that are dealing with this.
Well, now, you see, if you take it up to me, and I've gotten Powell as I have gotten him, you wouldn't have any problem with it.
Well, I didn't know y'all were going to call him.
I'll call him. I thought you and John McCormick deliver your own chairman. If you can't do it, let me know it. I'll deliver.
Well, we would have, but we tried to deliver him, and we were told that he said that he didn't want to be bothered by the White House or by us, and that he didn't want any of his bills up Monday. Now, listen, this is not just a play for the higher education bill. This is a play that involves the FEPC. He told me this before, that he wants to get it up. Who wants that up? And the minimum wage bill, I know you're for it, but I think they're going hog wild.
They are, and that's all right. You can just kill the living hell out of that. Don't quote me.
Yeah, really, but I don't know whether we can or not.
Well, don't quote me. Just don't quote me.
I
sure wouldn't let them get that civilian pay. Now, listen, Carl, let me tell you this. Now, if you and John McCormick got to be Mr. Rayburn. Now, I've been letting you all off.
Well,
let me tell you,
don't run.
Yes, you did. You did.